안녕하세요. Hello. So welcome back. Today we're going to be talking about K-pop part 2. So we're going to be talking about groups like BTS and Blackpink who have been Taesae recently. So Taesae is like really, really popular like celebrities. So 요즘 Taesae고 그리고 why we're also going to be talking about why K-pop is so popular and yeah 그럼 지금 이제 시작합시다. So then let's get started right now. Mm-hmm. 그래서 저번 주에는 싸이까지 얘기해 봤는데요. So last week we talked about 싸이. 그래도 싸이 후에도 엑소, 트와이스, 레드벨벳, BTS 이런 그룹들도 많이 성공했었죠. So even after Psy and after his success, there were a lot of other groups like EXO, TWICE, Red Velvet, and BTS that were also very successful. 그래서 성공하다 is to be successful. 그래도 그 중에서도 so even among them, 지금 제일 유명한 그룹은 블랙핑크와 방탄소년단이겠죠. So, among all these groups, 지금, so now, 제일 유명한, so the most famous, 제일 is like most, 그룹은 블랙핑크나 방탄이겠죠. So, the most famous groups right now is probably either Blackpink or BTS, right? 그래서 블랙핑크는 2016년, so in 2016에 데뷔를 한 여자 아이돌 그룹이에요. 그리고 네 명이 있는데 그 중에 세 명이 영어가 돼서 편해요. So there's four of them, 네 명. So 네 is four, and then 명 is like the signifier for counting people. So 네 명 중에, so 중에 is like out of four people, 세 명이 영어가 돼요. So 세 명, so three people, 영어 is English가 돼요. So they can speak English. 그래서 편하죠. So it's nice because, you know, a lot of fans who are not Korean, if they know English, they can easily understand them. 그리고 방탄소년단은, so 방탄소년단 is the Korean name for BTS. 그리고 방탄소년단은 7명, so 7 people, 7명의 남자 아이돌 그룹이에요. 그리고 방탄은 특이한 것이, so 특이하다 is like special, different, so something special about 방탄 is that 좋은 소속사에서 나오지를 않았어요. So 좋은 is good, 소속사 is like the entertainment company, 나오지 않았어요. So they're not from like an amazing, like, entertainment company, and in K-pop, the entertainment company that debuts you is very important. So K-pop에서는 소속사가 아주 중요해요. 작곡, 작사, 뮤직비디오 촬영 이런 것을 다 소속사에서 해주거든요. So everything from like the music composing to filming the music videos, 촬영하다 is to film. 이런 것은, so stuff like this, 다. 다 is like all, everything. 소속사에서 해줘요. So the company does everything for you. 그래서 성공하기 힘든 상황에서도 잘 이겨내고 탑스타가 돼서 돈도 많이 벌고 이제 유명해졌죠. So 성공하다, remember that means like to be successful. 힘든 상황에서도, so 힘든 is like difficult. 상황 is a situation. So in these like difficult situation for them to be successful, 잘 이겨내고, so they overcame all that to overcome. 탑스타가 돼서, so 탑스타, just top star. So they became a top star. 돈도 많이 벌고. So 돈 is money. Money is a lot. 벌다. So when we say you make a lot of money, in Korean that's 돈을 많이 번다. So they made a lot of money. 돈도 많이 벌고 그리고 유명해졌죠. So 유명하다 is to be famous. So they became really famous. 그리고 미국에서도 많은 인기를 얻고, so they also garnered a lot of attention and popularity in the United States. Remember, 인기 means to be like popularity. 그리고 최근에 나온 Dynamite라는 노래가 있는데, so 최근, so recently, 나온, like released, there's a new song called Dynamite that was released. 그리고 그게 유튜브 24시간 제일 많은 조회수를 기록했고, so 24시간, so 24 hours, 제일 많은, so 제일 is like the most, so 제일 많은 조회수, 조회수 is like the views, 기록하다, so that's like record, but in this instant it means like they achieved like the most views within 24 hours for their YouTube music video. 그래서 US Billboard Hot 100에서 1위를 했어요. And they also got first place, so like first, so 1위를 했어요. So they were first in the US Billboard Hot 100 chart. 그리고 새로운 앨범, so 새로운 is like new, so 새로운 앨범, so new album, B, so that's the name of the album, it's called B, 타이틀곡, 곡 is like a song, so Life Goes On, so that's the name of the song, 그것도 1위를 했어요. 그리고 지금 어마어마한 성공을 누리고 있죠. So 어마어마, it's like a lot. So there's a lot of success that they're really enjoying right now. 그리고 참 대단하죠. So 대단하다 is like, it's amazing. So 참 대단하다 is like, wow, like that's amazing, you know? They're 7 boys from a tiny peninsula. You know, Korea is really small. Especially after it got divided in half after the Korean War. So there's North Korea and South Korea. And South Korea is really small. And, you know, they're being like this international phenomenon and really helping to make Korea known and really famous. And it's insane. And actually, they bring in about $3.5 billion of economic value for South Korea. So, you know, a lot of people are traveling to Korea, they're eating Korean food, they're listening to Korean music, they're learning Korean, and there's just a lot of interest in Korea that stems from this Korean wave, Hallyu, which I actually did an episode on before, and BTS is very much a part of this phenomenon. 그래서 마지막은 왜 K-pop, 뭐 BTS 같은 그룹들이 이렇게 유명한지, 이렇게 인기가 많은지 얘기해보고 싶은데요. So lastly, I kind of want to talk about why like groups like BTS or K-pop in general is so popular. 그래서 일단은 영어를 써요. So 영어 is English, 써요. So the 쓰다, that's the infinitive form. So 쓰다 is like to use. So they use English and, you know, it's K-pop, Korean pop, but there's English in a lot of these songs. 너무 많이 쓰지는 않아요. So they don't use it like usually like the entire song isn't in English. Dynamite by BTS, that's an exception. That wasn't actually an all English song, but usually it's mostly in Korean. 하지만 노래 제목, so 노래, so song, 제목, title. So 노래 제목이나 뭐 코러스에 나오는 가사를. So 코러스, so chorus, 가사 is like lyrics. So 거기서는 영어가 나올 수 있어요. So sometimes there'll be English in the song titles or in the chorus. 그래서 따라 부를 수 있는 정도로. So 따라 부르다 is like to sing along with. So 정도 is like to a degree. So there's just usually enough English for, you know, international fans to sing along maybe when like the title of the song comes up during like when the song is playing. And it helps, you know, international fans kind of understand what the song is about since it's not completely in Korean. And 두 번째는 춤을 춰요. So that means like they dance. 그래서 보통 미국 같은 데는, so 보통 normally 미국, America, 미국 같은 데는, so in places like America, 가수들은 노래만 해요. So their singers usually only just sing. 가수 is singer, 노래하다 is like to sing. 근데 K-pop은 아이돌들이에요. So in K-pop, the artists are usually idols, which is slightly different. 왜냐하면은 아이돌들은 노래와 춤을 같이 해요. And that's because idols usually sing and dance at the same time. 그리고 랩도 하는 경우도 있어요. And sometimes they even rap. So it's usually not just singing. They have to train to learn how to sing and to dance. And that's kind of what sets like American pop, for example, and K-pop apart. Because the idols in Korean pop usually also sing and also dance at the same time. And if you've ever watched like a live performance of like BTS or Blackpink or any group, chances are those idols are like, they're dancing. 그리고 세 번째는 잘생겼어요. So 잘생기다 means like good looking. So K-pop은 얼굴이 아주 중요해요. So 얼굴 is face, 중요하다 is to be important. So the way you look really matters in K-pop. And they do a lot of modeling and a lot of work as brand ambassadors. So that's part of the reason why they want a lot of good-looking idols. 그래서 보통 아주 잘생기고 이뻐요. So usually they're very pretty and very good-looking. And a lot of groups will have like a visual member who's like basically designated as being like the best like looking according to the agency, and looks are very important. 그리고 네 번째는 장르가 많아요. So 장르 is just like genre in Korean pronunciation. So there's a lot of genres in K-pop, and a lot of people just refer to K-pop as like, you know, like K-ND, K-rap, K-R&B, K-hip-hop, you know, K-rock. There's a lot of genres that gets mixed in this whole umbrella term of K-pop. 그래서 K-pop을 들으면 아주 많은 장르를 찾을 수가 있죠. So if you listen to like K-pop, then there's usually a lot of genres and a lot of like mix of genres as well. And there's also been a lot of influence from like American pop especially, and just a lot of different influences from all over the world that has really made K-pop what it is today. So you'll never get bored. There's like groups that focus on like rock kind of music but are also considered kind of K-pop, like Day6. There's also like bubbly groups, like cute groups with like Twice. And BTS does like a lot of different genres, so yeah. 그래서 K-pop은 한국에 아주 중요하고, so K-pop is really important to Korea, and you know, it has a lot of economic and cultural value, and it's pretty addictive as well, you know. If you've ever met like a K-pop stan, you know, sometimes they can be really into it, and it's understandable, you know, the music's really great, it's very fancy, it seems very flashy, and I hope that if you haven't listened to K-pop before, you'll give some of these groups a try, and it's really a great way to practice your listening skills as well, since most of you are interested in learning about, like, the language as well. So there's a lot of lyric videos on YouTube where they offer like the romanization and like the English translations and the Korean lyrics as well. So you can look at all of those and listen and keep practicing if you're interested. And yeah, 그래서 이번 주는 그게 끝인 것 같고 다음 주에 봅시다. So yeah, that's pretty much it for this week, but we'll see you next week. 감사합니다.